Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday podcast. This is Molly McCord, and this is the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of June 19th through the 26th, 2019, as we move through a big energy portal of the solstice. We enter Mercury retrograde shadow, and we approach the first July eclipse, which will be on July 2nd. We have a lot going on, and there is tension right now between the planets in Cancer and the planets in Capricorn that are also foreshadowing what we're going to be working through and working on into 2020. So, a full plate, if you will, a lot of things in front of us, and I'll be sharing more with you in our podcast episode today. A few quick housekeeping items to share with you. If you are on YouTube, please know that I just uploaded some new videos for you on Eris in Aries, the difference between Eris and Lilith, as well as the many types of Lilith energies that are in astrology. There is a video coming out about the Galactic Center that will be available on June 20th. I have just uploaded a video for you on the July 2nd new moon solar eclipse, and I'll have another video for you on Monday that is the July 16th lunar eclipse. So a lot on YouTube right now. I'm getting some things really, well, I'm getting it done before Mercury retrograde, but I'm getting it out there to help you with more of your astrology chart and to be aware of these upcoming energies and what they may be bringing up and bringing in for you. So definitely check out YouTube. You can find these under the asteroid list playlists, as well as the solar eclipse and in-depth astrology topics playlists. Also, another quick announcement that I still have for you, 50% off the Mastering Abundance in Your Spiritual Business course with coupon code JUPITER, and that will go until the end of June. It expires June 30th, 2019. The link is below this episode. So, let's take a breath because there's a lot happening right now, and you could really be feeling it. I'm feeling it in the belly. In the heart, it can be energies circulating, running through you, that sense of you're controlling things, you've got it covered, but there's a lot. And it's a management of your energy time. It's a really being clear in what your priorities are and going inward for what feels right to you, what feels right intuitively, energetically, emotionally, while also showing up to take care of your responsibilities and what matters in the real world. So there's this push and pull between a few areas of our charts, a few areas of our lives, and it's highlighting where we're going to be undergoing even more deep change in 2020. Now, that's because Cancer planets right now, which are Mars in Cancer and Mercury in Cancer, are hitting the 22 and 24 degrees that will be highlighted in the July 16th lunar eclipse and will be highlighted in the January 10th, 2020 eclipse and be highlighted in 2020 as Pluto and Saturn work with these parts of our charts through oppositions. I'm just feeling a unraveling of tension, an unraveling of where you felt stuck, an unraveling of what you had to maintain. It's an unraveling that I'm feeling as a, it's interesting, I feel it as a counterclockwise spiral energy unraveling. And that counterclockwise energy is interesting in terms of how it works with the Earth's rotational spin, which I know nothing about scientifically. I'm only telling you what I'm seeing. And there's something unraveling around the planet, around the globe, around each of us of no, not this, not this, not this, not that, not that. It's kind of this setting ourselves free, setting ourselves loose, removing. It's definitely a removal energy, but I feel it in the emotional body. I'm feeling it around the Cancer energies in us, which is related to the emotional body, related to the womb, related to the breasts, related to the place that we go for nurturing. It's the fetal position of a baby. It's that sense of I'm understanding that I'm safe as I move through big changes. Safe is a key word for Cancer. And I feel like there is a release because as I feel these energies moving counterclockwise, this unraveling, there is also energy breathing, energy flowing that I feel we each had to contain for some reason. It's like the dam is breaking, the dam is bursting because we no longer have to contain something. And I'm now getting the feeling that this is like lifetimes of stuff, and it relates to perhaps the parental axis, the parental lineage, which is also the Cancer and Capricorn energies of the mother, the father archetypes, and the tension we've held for generations. This feels like ancestral cleaning and clearing. And I'm feeling tears. I'm feeling release. I'm feeling like you could even have some kind of visitation from a deceased family member who is guiding you right now, because I feel like a number of you are the leaders of your family. In terms of the spiritual growth, you have been the black sheep, you have been the outcast, you have been different, you have been repressed, you have been held back, you have been the ones who couldn't be all of yourself. That's all changing, and it's changing because you are claiming a new sense of yourself, and it's like this rising up energy, and I just feel it so strongly. That's why I'm talking so fast. It's because there's something here that you have shifted and that you're shifting at a deeper DNA level, a bloodline level, a where you came from level, and you're feeling something within you rising of this is done for me, I am complete, I am good, I am over it, I am setting myself free because you, again, are the leader of a soul group, which includes the family. Because Cancer, yes, Cancer is your family. It's the tribe. It's the tribe that you grew up in. It's the place you went to. And I get the image of after school. And that sense of after we do our Capricorn duties, which can be school, work, you know, anything we do in the world, we come home somewhere. And you came home to an environment that was a certain way or that was a part of just your soul's lessons, your soul's healing of this is the environment I grew up in, this is what I knew, this is how I felt safe, I didn't feel safe. And something is like changing, my friends. Something is changing this year and next year around what is your true homecoming. And it's based on what you choose. And right now, this week, it's strong, but also into July. So stay aware of what home feels like to you. And now I'm getting the image of this beautiful cocoon, which is, of course, one of nature's wombs. And the protection, the safety, the sense of I'm good, I'm okay here. Give yourself these messages. This is important to give yourself that message of safety, protection, love, comfort. Because whatever you're feeling in these other Capricorn areas of your chart are typically out of our control. And that's part of an illusion because, of course, all of our energy is within our control. But the Capricorn areas of our charts and of our lives are undergoing this intense, deep, really big change, the no-going-back change. But you are always strong, loved, and I'm, oh my gosh, I'm feeling held, and I'm seeing the energy of Mary Magdalene, that even Kuan Yin, the energy of the mother archetypes that are present and that are loving no matter what. So there is this energy of unconditional love from spirit, and that's part of this Neptune and Pisces energy. Now, Neptune and Pisces is stationing retrograde this weekend on the 21st, which is also the solstice. And this is a return to your inner spiritual world, to what you need to check in on within yourself. And that Pisces energy is unconditional love. And I'm feeling like this, again, the homecoming is what I'm hearing, a homecoming to spirit, a homecoming where you really feel strong, connected, and grounded in a connection that is beyond the physical world. It's not about your life as you've built it. It's not about your life as you're living it. It's about this is what's happening within you energetically and spiritually right now, and that's what matters. That's what matters. So the sun is finishing up its journey in Gemini, and it's moving into Cancer on June 21st. That's exact at 11:54 a.m. Eastern Time. June 21st is also the day that Neptune stations retrograde, and it can feel like a weekend of needing water. It's the strong water energy as the sun enters Cancer, a water sign, as Neptune is moving very slowly right now in Pisces, a water sign, as we have both Mars and Mercury in water signs, plus the North Node in Cancer and water signs, we are more receptive to our own feelings, to our own intuition. Please be very aware of your self-care needs because the Cancer energy is an empath. It absorbs, as all water signs do. Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces absorbs the water, absorbs feelings, absorbs what's in its environment, until it cleanses, until it purifies and puts it through a filter, right? You got to, you know, you want to filter the water before you drink it. You filter the energy to ensure that it's right for you to connect with. Strong water energies activate our emotional bodies, our intuition, our feminine energies. We're moving into a softer energy, and it's going to help relieve some of the tensions of this past week, and it's going to help us take care of what we need to do for ourselves. And that is just vital during this next week in June, and especially as we go into July and eclipse season. So go to your Cancer areas of your chart to listen to yourself and be aware of what's coming up for you to accept. Cancer is a very kind energy, compassion, a good listener, a giving friend. Cancer is wonderful at being there when you need help. It's the person who will bring you soup when you're sick, who will take care of you, who will make sure you have what you need. It's the mother energy, and that's what we're meant to give ourselves right now, is anything that we need to calm down where we have been overactive mentally. So the transition from the sun in Gemini to the sun in Cancer is the move. Okay, I'm back, and apologies if you are listening to this podcast and you could hear that blank cutout noise. There's a thunderstorm coming in as I'm doing this podcast, so I was cut off, and I guess a little bit more foreshadowing there, isn't it? But what I was saying is how the energy change from the sun in Gemini to the sun in Cancer is one of moving from the head to the heart, of moving from the throat chakra to the heart chakra, and going into more of the love vibration and the understanding of loving yourself, honoring your feelings, listening to these messages within you as being very vital. Being very vital to our existence and to our human experience. So we're moving into these Cancer areas that open up what is essential for us to know in ourselves, to feel it, and to honor it as part of our really big energy field. So too many times maybe we can shut down the heart or shut down our feelings. The mind can override those messages. But with all these energies in Cancer, you're meant to really know this part of yourself, and also the North Node in Cancer. The Cancer energies are, of course, ruled by the moon, which makes us more lunar over the next month as the sun journeys through Cancer. And it brings more importance to your own natal moon, to return to that moon, to understand your own self better. The moon is your daily energy, your daily needs, and it's really asking you to honor more of your feminine energies as well. So we move into this softer Cancer energy, and we are ready for a break. In the Northern Hemisphere, the summer solstice is the beginning of summer. It is the day with the most sunlight. And it's when we look for water. You know, you maybe want to go to the beach. You go to the lake. You go to the river. You go to the ocean. And it's that need to be in a place that cleanses, that washes away, and that puts you back in touch with the rhythms of the water and the rhythms of nature. And that is a strength of Cancer, is that it can trust the rhythms, the moods, the shifts. And we become more lunar as well in our needs, in our sense of, well, what feels right and what is best for me at this time. So a very intuitive energy, and I feel it too as another message around the divine feminine energies rising up, reconnecting to our feminine messages, our feminine energies, our feminine self. Regardless of your gender or sex, we all have masculine and feminine energies. We've just been in the sun in Gemini masculine energies, the thinking, the talking, the working it out mentally, the information, the details, the specifics. Now the Cancer energies, again, are softening, allowing, releasing. Every sign in the zodiac is very different from the one before it and the one after it. And this creates an interesting rhythm. It's always moving between the masculine and the feminine, though. So after we have the softening of the Cancer energy, then we rise up into greater confidence and strength in Leo. So it's a very beautiful rhythm, but the energies are also quite different from each other. So the other thing we have going on right now is that Mercury enters his retrograde shadow as of June 19th, when he gets to 24 degrees of Cancer. This means that whatever's coming up for you this week is part of your Mercury retrograde experience over the next 6 or 7 weeks, including eclipse season. Mercury is going to move forward to 4 degrees of Leo and will station retrograde July 7th and then be retrograde through most of July back to July 31st, where it will station direct at 24 degrees of Cancer. So whatever's coming up now is going to be revisited the end of July, beginning of August. In Cancer, this has to do with something that we're emotionally working through. We're emotionally maybe figuring it out. Something we want to express, that is Mercury. We want to say, we want to talk about it. But Mercury in Cancer can have a hard time finding the words. It's a feeling, and it can come through quickly and urgently, or it can, you know, fade away and disappear for a bit, and you forget what you were going to say, but you know it will come back. I feel this as a cleansing of the throat chakra, Mercury being the throat chakra, and the waves of Cancer cleansing something that we want to say or express, but we're not quite sure how to do it exactly yet. Maybe, possibly, I don't know. I mean, that's also the Cancer energy of going back and forth. So when Mercury goes into Leo for a bit, which it will do on July 27th, there will be strength in what you need to declare or say or express. Now, Mercury is going to stay in Leo until July 19th. So that Mercury in Leo for a good 3 weeks is going to be clearer, solid. Speaking from the heart, Leo is the heart. It's also the solar plexus, which is your will, your personal will, your confidence, your strength, your light. So that Leo is going to, that Mercury in Leo will feel strong, but then the retrograde that begins July 7th is actually advising you to take a minute before you declare anything, before you have to make a pronouncement, and bring it back inward to feel it out some more. There's a retraction energy here, and it goes back into a water sign. So I feel like there's a reprogramming mentally and emotionally between the masculine and the feminine. See, we've really been rewired over the last number of years, and we've really been urged to honor our masculine and our feminine selves. And these Mercury retrogrades are ensuring that we do that mentally, that we're looking at how we think about something, that we're open to seeing it differently, that there's this new conversation happening in your brain, between your right brain and your left brain, between your masculine and your feminine. Whereas in your natal chart, your Mercury is in one sign, right? And it could be in a masculine sign or a feminine sign. The masculine signs are fire and air. The feminine signs are earth and water. The retrograde is allowing you to bring in another voice to that conversation. Whether you have a masculine or a feminine Mercury, it's saying open up to the other side of the story, the other part of your brain that has more to share on this. And I feel like this is part of the integration period of becoming a new version of ourselves, a higher consciousness, a higher mindset. Mercury being the mind. So the Mercury retrogrades always help us with the RE words that you've probably heard, the reprioritize, reconsider, review. But at a spiritual, energetic level, it's rewiring us energetically, like to see more than we could have known or thought previously. And that's happening now as it enters its shadow zone, and then throughout July when we have these big eclipses. So the overall energies are about coming within yourself, coming home, revisiting your internal world, and looking at where you've come from, looking at where you want to go, looking at this next decade. I've also been feeling very strongly that a part of this current timeline is that we're entering the last 6 months of 2019, which is the last 6 months of this decade, right? So we're doing a lot to complete the energies, healing, and lessons of this past decade. And the eclipses are definitely a part of that. And we are being brought back into ourselves for guidance as our own internal navigation system. I'm getting this image of your GPS is in your belly, and that your belly, you know, your stomach, our gut, our digestive system, there's a lot of intelligence there. And I'm just seeing that, the womb, but it's like those gut-level instincts are also being unraveled and reworked. So going back to this unraveling, I'm just seeing it in our digestive systems, because there can be a lot in our, I mean, that's how we process food. I know I'm a genius, right? I figured that out. So that's how we process our food. But I feel like that's where we process a lot of energies. Okay, so now I'm being drawn to the theme of comfort. And we go to food for comfort. Or where do you go for comfort? Because I feel like this connects with the digestive tract. And this, I would actually say, is something to think about or to sit with, is where you go to feel comfortable in the world and how that feels in your belly, in your body. Because I'm seeing that energetically we have our solar plexus, which is the yellow chakra, the third chakra, as a shield, if you will, as something strong. When you have a healthy solar plexus, you feel confident in yourself, in your power, in your abilities. But then I'm seeing, like, behind that solar plexus is the soft underbelly, literally, the soft underbelly of our emotional world. And that's where we're meant to go. And there's messages there. There's something there for you to know about what you need to take care of yourself, to feel good about yourself, to feel comfort, to feel safe. Okay, so this can also be, for some people, they cut back on sugar, or you cut back on carbs, or you look at your own habits and you look at your connections to eating, where if you're stressed and you eat, or you're sad and you eat. And there's something about this connection for us right now energetically of how the belly and the digestive tract has been receiving unconscious energies, and we're bringing in a new level of consciousness to the body, the belly, the womb area that we can overlook. And this could be something that you're willing to make a new commitment to yourself about. You know, even it's just looking at your consumption habits overall. And like, I love wine. I mean, I love drinks, but I know that I don't give myself too many. I know that wine has a lot of sugar. I really don't. And I notice that when I drink, if I drink the wine, my body feels it quicker than it's ever felt before. So I'm much more aware of the alcohol that I consume because of how I feel it differently in my body now than ever before. And as we raise in our consciousness, this is a really important area to be aware of. And everybody makes these changes differently. Everybody has a different willingness, different commitments, different habits around this stuff. So it's getting into the emotional needs that you're trying to fulfill, which is the Cancer energy. And then that's why I'm being shown this timeline of, okay, right here in the present moment, it's looking at the emotional needs that we are looking to have fulfilled in our environment. And then this timeline goes in reverse back to childhood and parents and habits from back when you were growing up. This is really personal stuff, I know, and this is that's Cancer, right? Cancer is very personal. It's our most personal things. But there's something about this theme that you're meant to connect for yourself because, again, these energies are happening strongly throughout the middle of 2019 and into 2020, and it's how we're rewiring our lives, rewiring how we take care of ourselves and looking at our needs and bringing in higher consciousness to all areas of our being. And my lovely, beautiful soul sister, Claudia, is coming to mind right now. So I want to give a shout out to her. And please know, my friends, that we feel a lot that resides within us for a long time. And I guess that's why I'm feeling this digestive tract and the belly energy, because there's some kind of wisdom that is meant to come through, that may come up for you if you're resonating with this information. And now I'm getting the image of the Buddha's belly and the Buddha's laughing belly and like the joy of the belly. This is crazy. I wasn't expecting to talk about this. So I'm just trusting that if this is resonating with you, it's right on time. But I wasn't expecting to go into all this, but there's something that we're meant to reconnect a higher consciousness in our bodies. And our bodies have been on autopilot. Our bodies, I'm feeling like parts of our bodies have been dormant because of being in the 3D. Oh, well, of course, this is Mars as well, the Mars connecting with Mercury and going over the North Node, that Mars being the body, Mars being our emotional body and the emotions in the body, and the attention that we're meant to give ourselves in a whole new way. So you could feel the need to only eat vegetables for a while, to do a cleanse, to do a detox, to try new vitamins, to do something that stimulates your digestive tract or to let go, which is also a big part of this whole process, is the letting go. The letting go, because that's a huge energy throughout the middle of this year, with Saturn conjunct the South Node and the big eclipses that are working with Pluto we're transforming on all levels of our being. We're actually transforming into this new version of being humans, which is a slow process in terms of evolution, but it's something happening here that you're meant to connect to in yourself that you just didn't see before. If you've ever done massage, there's certain kinds of massage that can help move and stimulate what you need to let go of, like myofascial massage or anything that's gentle around our internal organs. We're really meant to feel our bodies in a whole nother way right now. And this can actually give you an amazing sense of power and control over your life that is in your control, that are your choices, that are the commitments you make to yourself that are renewed, that are stronger than ever. So pay attention to this area of your energy, this area of your body, and look at even small incremental changes that you can make. I mean, cauliflower is having a moment, so I bet you can get anything with cauliflower these days. But that's part of where we are integrating and incorporating these energies is in our bellies. And they're showing me how the middle of the body is connected astrologically with the second decan. Which makes sense, doesn't it? That the second decan of the astrology signs are connecting to energy flows in the body. Like I'm seeing it as energy flows, as the energy rises up into our shoulders, necks, minds, and the upper chakras, and then goes up. So this is pretty cool, actually, and I'm feeling like this can help us focus on what is in our control and where you are encouraged to take ownership over your own transformation right now, the internal energies of transformation. So we have the solstice gateway, the solstice portal, the middle of the year, a turning point of energies, and understanding that the past decade is very much clearing out, and that those could be the choices that you're coming up against. Could feel like a rock in a hard place, but actually I'm going to rephrase that, a rock in a heart place. Because it's your heart that knows absolutely what is true for you, what you want, who you are, where you're going. So the rock being those Capricorn energies, but the heart being the Cancer energies, go to the heart. Go to the truth of who you are now, knowing that everything over the past decade contributed to your lessons, your healings, what you needed to take care of or move through, experiences that you are going to gain the wisdom from that will serve you well in the next decade. So it's like there's a purpose to all of this. There's a purpose to everything we go through, but we don't feel that in the moment, or we don't see it while it's happening. So know that it is connecting for a reason. I mean, this is just a time of things ending in a significant way. And then there will be new beginnings. There will absolutely be the next starts in 2020 and beyond as we embark on new areas of growth and healing. But it's really important to see how these next 6 months are clearing out the past decade. And I'm feeling that there's something there for each of us to understand and to master, because that is where we really take power and ownership over our lives. So I'm going to look here and see if there's anything else I wanted to say, because I feel like we covered enough for this week's show. And next week, I'll be back on Wednesday to discuss the upcoming eclipse, the first July eclipse on July 2nd. It's a new moon, solar eclipse. A new moon is always an initiation. These are big changes happening. These are significant. You're ready. It's time. Let's go. Let's do this. And that's going to be part of what you're going to feel too. You know, it's never boring, is it? We always have many energies in motion. But this is a big eclipse of new starts, new stories, new areas of your heart opening up as well. Thank you for joining me. I'll be back on Monday with another new episode. I appreciate all of you who listen regularly on Mondays and Wednesdays. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to connect with so many incredible people, you know, thousands of you all over the world. I never take it for granted. I never, ever assume that it would that you would just be there, but I please know that I'm grateful that you are. And I wish you a beautiful solstice. I hope you feel the light. I hope you feel the warmth. I hope you feel the growth of yourself. And I hope you feel loved and supported for exactly where you are right now and exactly who you are right now. So I'll see you back here on Monday, my friends. Have a beautiful week ahead, and thank you so much. Bye-bye.